Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Dr. Scott Morris, founder and CEO of the Church Health Center, Richard Thomas, a healthcare consultant, and Bill Dries, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. There are so many parts to Obamacare, to the Affordable Care Act. With all the various parts, I'll start with you, Dr. Morris. What do you see as the biggest impact on Memphis?
Well, I mean, this is a very complicated issue, and it is affecting the hospitals in major ways. It's affecting every doctor. I can just speak from the Church Health Center standpoint. I think for most people, they assume that this is all about providing care for the poor. What I think people will find jaw-droppingly unbelievable is that at the Church Health Center, which sees effectively 100% of our patients working and uninsured, 80 to 90% of our patients, it will have no impact on whatsoever.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. And bring you in on this. I mean, in your mind, who are the people most impacted by it? Just demographically, maybe, the people in Memphis, Tennessee, who will be most impacted?
Yeah, it's really hard to know how many people will sign up for the healthcare insurance exchange, but I estimate between 25 and 30,000 uninsured Memphians may now have insurance. Now, had they opted for the Medicaid expansion, the 10 care expansion, that could have been an additional 80,000 or more who would have insurance, who currently do not have it.
And the Medicaid expansion you mentioned, 10-care Medicaid expansion, that was the part of Obamacare that was changed by the Supreme Court and made optional in that ruling.
Right.
So far, Tennessee hasn't said they will or they won't, and there's a whole lot of politics involved. But you, Dr. Morris, you're, I think, a strong advocate that the state should take what is a big chunk of money from the federal government for, what, the first 4 or 5 years,
right,
then creates potentially a liability and more funding would have to come from Tennessee. But you see it as take it for the 5 years.
Well, it's free money. Yeah. Free money for the state. But I think, you know, here's the part that people, I just think, again, will not believe. If you are working in a near minimum wage job,
right,
you're going to have to pay full bore, same as you would today, for health insurance. And somebody in that situation just can't afford it.
Just can't afford it. And there are, I think, roughly 145,000 uninsured in Shelby County, but 97,000 have a full-time worker in the house. And I think that's something that maybe, I don't know if you can address that. Some people don't think that. They think if you're working, well, you get insurance. I mean, most people get insurance through their employer in this country, but that maybe is changing.
Well, yes, a lot of people who have access to insurance, if offered by their employer, still can't afford it. And if you look at people who've filed bankruptcy because of health care expenses, most of those have insurance.
Yeah.
They're just not enough to cover the cost.
With deductibles and copays and minimums and
right,
so on. Bill.
So Scott, what is the number of uninsured that we have here in the Shelby County area?
Yeah, I think nobody really knows, but any number that is thrown out there does not include the undocumented. So undocumented workers are not in anybody's list. One day last week, my first 10 patients spoke 10 different languages. This is Memphis. This isn't New York. We have a huge influx of Mauritanians in Memphis. Most people don't know where Mauritania is on the map. How do people from Mauritania get to Memphis? I couldn't tell you, but they are here, not here with a green card. But they're working hard. But if you're Mexican, you've been building houses for 20 years, you get kidney disease and need dialysis, you go to any provider in this city, the response will be die or go back to Mexico.
So what's happening with what we call Obamacare? We're really not seeing the effects of it because the governor has not made a decision yet on taking the Medicaid expansion. And he's talked about negotiating with the federal government, but we're at the point where Obamacare is beginning probably the most visible part of its
right,
rollout. So how long does he have to make a deal or not make a deal with the federal government?
He has forever. I mean, it's an annual basis. He could decide tomorrow. He could decide next week. But what he has clearly decided politically is that he will not do anything without it passing the legislature. And that is definitely an uphill battle.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.